Social Needle Podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Bob and Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll buy and sell your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've got it, you'll bill. Every weekend, you better attend. You can guess what will be coming up next. Bob and Akiva need a podcast.
Yeah, that's right. Bob and Akiva need a podcast. Episode number 159, part 1. Fiverr Goes West, talking about what projects we are going to have made for this podcast from the fabulous wizards over at the website Fiverr with but two R's. Fiverr, the site's so nice, they gave it R's twice. Fiverr.com. And of course, the man who is super busy with 4.5 podcasts right now, plus much more on his plate. Please welcome back the great Uncle Kiwi, Akiva Winokur.
I thought we were going to get advice from them and like buy stuff, but we're giving them advice. The site's so nice, they gave it the letter R
twice.
It's so nice.
Yeah.
Like, you take that for free, Fiverr. What do you want to even charge?
Yeah. They're like, can we get Fiverr.com? No, but we can get Fiverr with two R's. Okay, sure.
What if there's one R? Let's see. What's on 1R.com?
Fiverr.com
with one R.
Yeah.
My kids aren't around.
It should have five R's. It should be Fiverr. Then, hey, check out Fiverr with five R's.
Yeah. So it looks like, honestly, Fiverr looks like it's a knockoff of, I don't know. It might be the actual Fiverr.
I think they might have gotten the real URL of Fiverr with one R.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, you know, drop the R, keep the R.
Yeah, drop the R. You're either, you got to go one or five. There's no reason to go two R's there.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe
rebrand.
Rebrand it. All right. We don't need to rebrand because Robin, you do need a podcast, is doing great, coming off of another great episode last week. Snick shows are trash. What a great panel we had. Sarah Ferguson, Chappelle, talking about all of the Snick shows. And here we are back to look at some stuff. And we're going to do a two-part episode here today. We could have, probably plotted this out a little bit better had it not been Survivor finale week and with Akiva with all the other podcasting going on and work stuff. So it was not a great week when we could have got together midweek and done stuff. So we are going to go through Fiverr.com today, and we're going to pick out the things, and then we're going to come back next week, and then we're going to open all of our presents. It's a holiday special.
It's basically Christmas gifts that we're paying for.
Well, we could call it our Festivus special.
Yeah, next week probably would be closer to Festivus, right? No, I guess no. Next week is Christmas.
Well, but it will be Festivus week. You know.
Yeah, the week is Festivus.
Festivus
the day is
for
Christmas.
The rest of us. Yeah.
Yeah, you could record on Christmas.
I probably will not. No.
Mm-hmm. That is next Saturday. Okay.
Yeah,
we'll figure that out.
We'll figure it out. Okay. So we'll get together during the week. Well, can you record on Festivus?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's like a holiday, but it's not one of those holidays like it's not Rosh Hashanah that you just like you're not allowed to, you know, do anything like that.
Yeah. Okay. Akiva, I was going through Rob has a podcast iTunes reviews this week.
Oh, boy.
Because I was like, on one of the podcasts, I'm like, I haven't checked the iTunes reviews. Maybe I'll read a bunch of them and then see what people are saying. And then it turns out I don't have too many recent reviews that are nice enough to read on the podcast. One, feel free to go and, leave any reviews you want for Robin and Keeping Me a Podcast or for Rob as a Podcast, which has not gotten any. I think that all of the nice reviews came early on, and then and now just people, when they want to go complain, go check out the Apple Podcast page. But this was one. There was a specific Renap complaint that was posted in the Apple Podcast reviews of Rob as a Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so this was from December 14th. GenJam5118 said, two stars. Listen to your guests. It's called. Lately.
Okay.
Rob seems to really trying to squeeze pre-planned jokes into the podcast rather than listening to and then vibing off of the other hosts slash guests. Akiva and Scally were so funny and on the same page last week. And it felt like Rob wasn't even paying attention to them, but then trying to do a separate show on his own.
Yeah.
Also, Nicole is always on point. Stop telling her no one wants to hear about her stuff. We definitely do. Were you
this
and
is more
Scally,
of a general.
You and Scally were vibing and I was like doing like my tight five about something else.
I mean, listen, it was a problem. You came with pre-written material like you're wont to do on the show. You do, everyone knows you do just weeks and weeks of research for one episode of Redap. And you came with all your pre-written bits, tried them, and meanwhile, me and Scally are just trying to have a good time on the podcast.
And I didn't
and
do
like,
any of my...
What's the deal with airplane food, guys?
I didn't do any of my pre-planned bits in the first, like, 2 hours of the podcast when we were just vamping on Fallon. I saved them all for when you and Scally were getting into conversations. I was doing all the pre-planned jokes.
All the you were doing, you sort of like, you saved them. You're like, well, I don't want to waste this goal on Akiva. Like, wait till Scally comes and more people can hear it. So you were doing your jokes, but meanwhile, Scally and I, we were just trying to have, you know, like a normal conversation that was very, spur of the moment.
I have to go back. I have to go back and listen where like, because you and Scally were on fire and I was bringing the whole thing down.
You were, you kept being like, guys, like, you guys ever travel during the holidays? And we're like, well, hold on, Rob, we're spinning the wheel. And you're like, you know, you're traveling, you like have a beer at the airport and you were just doing all your material. It was crazy.
So, all right. Sorry about that, Jen Jam. I'll try to be more on point. You probably make a good point about some of the stuff that Nicole is talking about. I try to keep her on topic, but people go like it when she goes off the tangents. But that being said, here we are, Akiva, to talk about Fiverr. Should we say it like a pirate or is that
Fiverr? Yeah, no, that's good. That's how they want you to say it.
That's how they want you to say it.
If they wanted, if you want to say it normally, they would have one R in there, not the five that we have now.
Okay. Should we explain what the website Fiverr is?
Yes. Yeah. People have asked for us to explain what the website Fiverr is.
Okay. I think it started off, it was a website where you could just, it was basically like the dollar store of the internet of like everything costs like, but it's like services. It's not necessarily good. I guess you probably could get goods, but mostly it's like you go on here and people are going to do stuff for $5. Now it is, has expanded. Now not everything costs $5.
Yeah, some of it's less, but most of it's way more.
Most of it's way more. But
well, I mean, it's a lot of like you could get this for $5, but there's a lot of add-ons,
a lot of upsells on that. Akiva, are you a visitor of the dollar store, or have you been in the past?
I've been to the dollar store. I mean, I'm not like a regular dollar store visitor just because it's a store and I don't really go to stores.
Yeah, that's true. I will tell you that my entire family, we're big dollar store people. Is that surprising or unsurprising to you?
Your family, like the Sesterninos or like the core four?
The core four. We have been free. I'd say it's much more of a since the move to North Carolina, we have spent many of our dollars at the dollar store.
And what are you getting at the dollar store?
Just everything.
Like old Twizzlers?
And I'm not buying.
Someone once gave
candy.
Me old Twizzlers from the dollar store.
I'm not buying a lot of candy. I don't buy a ton of foodstuffs from the dollar store.
So what are you buying?
A lot of housewares, just like that. Like, you know, my kids like, Dad, can we get a toy? Like, sure. So let's go. Let's visit my favorite store, the Dollar Tree.
But are some of the toys more than a dollar? Everything's a dollar.
No. Everything is a dollar.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's good.
So, yeah.
So you could be like, hey, I'm so rich, I don't look at prices. But really, you're just shopping at the dollar store.
Well, I think it maybe spoils the kids. And then they want to go to Target. And then it's like, oh, like, can we get all this stuff? I'm like, whoa, slow down.
Would you rather have this or 32 of things at the dollar store?
And then, you know, just about like, you know, all these toys break within 5 seconds. But, you know, it was like a decent 5 seconds for a dollar.
Yeah, you're exactly. You're sort of paying for the experience of having of getting them the toy.
Yeah. So we have done, you know, do a lot of shopping at the dollar store, Dollar Tree. That, you know, not a sponsor, but I would have them.
Yeah. No, we take the Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
If they want to sponsor this podcast.
Okay.
But and like the dollar store, like maybe there we could have dueling, like they could we could get a bidding war.
Is
maybe
the dollar store a thing?
I think, yeah, I think there's like three dollar stores. One of them might own one of the other ones. I think there's three, but there's two parent companies. But yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I think it's Dollar Tree.
Dollar General.
Dollar General, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if Dollar Store is a thing. There's the 99 cent store, dollarstore.us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if the Dollar Store is a real thing.
Yeah, Dollar Tree, Dollar General. What's Five Below?
Five Below is everything is below $5.
Ah, got it. Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, all right, that's here what Fiverr is going on. Dollar Tree could be going to $1.25, according to CNN.com.
Mm-hmm. And with that, and you tell your kids, like, just want you guys to know, we're going like 4/5 as often as we used to go. Mm-hmm. If this happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can only get, you can only get four things for $5. That's it.
Are you going to sit them down and explain the supply chain to them?
Probably not. We don't need to talk about that. But we are here to talk about Fiverr. And so, Akiva, what happened? Our listeners sent in different suggestions of things that we should check out on Fiverr.
Yeah. That's correct. Okay. Listeners sent in different suggestions.
Do we want to offer any solutions for people for $5?
Oh, that's a good idea. We can also sign up as a Fiverr seller. You can become a seller on the site. It's the top of the site. So yeah, let's think about what we could sell.
Are there any things that you think you could sell for $5?
Yeah, I mean, we could give ads on the podcast or $5.
Well, no, I think we'd probably a little higher. Yeah.
Okay.
What about like, if you're a musician, would you listen to a musician's album for $5 and give them feedback?
I will give you feedback. One musician. I will listen to your album for $5 and give you musician. Feedback.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So, okay. We're thinking, okay. So Akiva, how do we want to go through this?
I'm just going to read through some of the suggestions. You can also flip around the site. There's a lot there. This site is really endless. Okay. Anything you can think of, there's like 30 of. So.
Okay. Great.
Okay. So let's start with some podcast specific ones. Okay.
Okay.
What do you think about, we discussed this when we pitched this idea a month or so ago, hiring a reviewer to listen to the podcast and suggest improvements to the podcast.
Okay, I love that. Now, hold on. Now, do we have a budget here for Fiverr Goes West?
It's a good question. I mean, what do you have something in mind? I'm not going to click on anything expensive. I'd rather get a lot of little things.
I'd rather get a lot of little things also, because then we have a lot to open next week. Where that would be a lot more. You know, we don't want to shoot our whole budge on one thing.
Yeah, so I'll try and pick things that are between $5 and $10.
Unless it's a really good thing.
Yeah. If there's something that would really like make the podcast, fine. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of people who do this. I clicked on one named Marta. She will review your podcast and suggest improvements.
What episode would we have her review?
It's a very good question.
Would we give her a bad episode? And it's like, we know that already. Or we give her like the best episode and see if she can even find one improvement.
Now, she's Canadian, so we know we like have some Canadian listeners. So she says, in this package, I will listen to 3 episodes of your podcast. Now, she doesn't know how long.
Should we give her is. Canadian shows are trash and see if she gets that's a good angry.
One. Yeah, we could give her that one for sure. Mm-hmm. She'll listen to 3 episodes of your podcast, and in return, we'll provide
3 marketing. Does she know how long these episodes are?
She doesn't. She might come back and be like, hey, I can only do one.
I need more money.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to like what she'll provide, honestly.
Yeah.
Marketing improvement suggestions to get more listens. Audio quality feedback, content feedback. Okay. Is it interesting? Propulsive. She knows big words, Rob. Driven storytelling.
Do we have a propulsive podcast? We have.
Yeah, this is like one of the most propulsive podcasts out there.
Yeah.
Some episodes are repulsive. Well,
what does she mean by a propulsive podcast? What are we propelling people to do?
I think to like listen more, hopefully. I think we're trying to like, we're pushing forward like, the very idea of podcasting.
Okay.
That's why how we're being propulsive. Mm-hmm. And then a review on a podcast platform of your choice.
Oh, we get like one free review with a $5. Yes.
And maybe it could be like, it could knock off the top the person who said Rob is doing too many bits at the end of an app.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this is $10.
$10.
Yeah.
Is there an upsell?
I don't think there's really an upsell. It's 3 days delivery. The only thing is I picked her. She has good reviews, but she was only done a couple.
Okay, well, but you Fiverr, that's what they say about Fiverr. It's like you sort of like kind of want to get the people like you know, before they have too much mileage.
That's true. Yeah, you don't want them burnt out because then they'll be like, no, I'm not doing three of your episodes.
We want them like while they're still in it, like for the love of the game. Like we don't want them when they're just like, you know, greedy and money hungry.
So Fiverr takes a service fee, which I didn't realize. So it is $2.55.
Yeah.
$2.55. Should we start a four?
Fourer?
Hmm. Yeah.
I wonder, should we
$4.99?
Should we go to a sixer?
Probably someone's tried a sixer. Because, yeah, we're about the workers. We want the workers to make more money. We're not really about in the profit.
So we can't, that will come. I mean, like, we don't want the workers to make more money at fourer. How are we doing that?
No. Yeah, no, for sure
not. We got to go to sixer. Eighter?
Sixer. Let's try. Sixer is a good name.
Sixer is a good name. Sixer.com. Is it what, with two R's or six R's?
Well, I think they might sue us if we do two R's, honestly. I think it's probably better to do.
Let's see. If I go to Sixer.com with two R's.
Might be the Philadelphia 76ers.
Sixer. Let's make you go viral like never before. Our services started only $6. Okay, the Sixer's already taken.
Okay, and Sevener, I think, is like dead, but that's not a great name. Yeah. Eighter sounds much better than Sevener.
Eighter.
Yeah.
No issues with Eighter, I don't think. It's a very, very positive name.
What about Niner?
Niner? I like Eighter.
Eighter's good. Eighter's good. Mm-hmm. It does sound very German, though. Eighter.
Eighter?
Eighter.
Niner.
Yeah. All the Ers really sound a little German. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I'm going to set this aside. We're going to get our podcast review.
Niner.com with two R's, you have to buy for $34.95.
Seems like way cheaper than I thought.
For $34.99.
Yeah, they really have no branding expertise there. That's why they're selling the website.
We got to take that over. Okay.
I think we'll get sued. I think though, two R's is a big problem, honestly.
Yeah. Tenor is hard because are there two N's in tenor?
Yeah, I don't know. Then that could be like people looking for a cappella groups also.
What about 12er? That might be the last
one. At this point, that's like a lot of, that's like now we're asking for a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, start hiring experts at that point.
I mean, 12er, I think, is like the last one where, you know, the name will still work.
Yeah, the name still works at 12er. 11er is, I think, like a little too crazy.
11er is, again, are there two N's? There's two R's. Are there two N's? Okay.
Right.
All right. So, So $10 for a Murda podcast review.
Yeah. Murda will review. Okay. So let's put that one in our
one seems like a no-brainer.
No-brainer. Okay. Fine. Couple more very podcast basic specific things. There's a guy named Dave Dube.
Is that a nickname?
That's his real name. His Twitter bio reads, "The ultimate BMW enthusiast. Give me a reason to visit. I also help people around the world save money on fuel and help the planet."
Okay. So the BMW, like the automobile.
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure if that's like some, you know, NSFW acronym or anything like that.
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. So what is he going to do? Dave Dube?
So basically his thing is on the on his profile, he has 95,000 followers on Twitter, but looking at his Twitter, he only has 80,000. So I bet the great botaning really hurt him.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, here's what he says. "I have more than 88,000 followers on Twitter." I guess this is old because now he's down to 80. "I will tweet your ad or post to all of my 88,000 followers once. If once isn't enough, I'll send it every day for a week or three times a day for a week." He's been on the internet, he says, since it was black and white with no pictures. "I've been honing my skills since the 80s. I love being able to do something for people who don't have the skill to do it for themselves. It gives me a good feeling."
So basically,
a $5 Twitter ad for someone who has 80,000 followers. You don't want to guess how many people he follows, because yes, that is of course more than than 80,000.
This is not super exciting to me. I thought that Dave Dube, who cares if Dave Dube tweets out, "Hey, listen to Robin and Kevinita podcast." Does he have any engagement?
I mean, if I scroll down long enough, I will find a tweet of his where someone liked it.
Yeah. I mean, is he selling a lot of tweets? And does he have to put hashtag ad in on the tweet if he says, like, I love Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Rob never does pre-planned bits that aren't landing during the mailbag. Mm-hmm. Hashtag ad.
Mm-hmm. I mean, here's like some of his most recent tweets. The hashtag bridesmaids would like to wish you happy holidays. They also want you to know that you can find out this and other cool movie posters at JM Posters. To learn more, click here, justmovieposters.com. Hashtag no fruitcakes here.
No hashtag ad.
No, now, it doesn't say ad.
Now he says that the hashtag bridesmaids, or you're saying he used the hashtag bridesmaids.
Used the hashtag bridesmaids. He's like, so the hashtag, somebody selling movie posters.
Yeah, the hashtag isn't wishing me a happy holidays.
I think the bridesmaids in the movie poster that you're looking at.
Bridesmaids the movie is wishing me a happy holidays.
According to this tweet. So someone paid him $5 for this tweet. Do you
think that, like, Kristen Wiig and the powers that be at Bridesmaids hired Dave Dube to wish us happy holidays from his Twitter account?
I don't think they own justmovieposters.com, which seems to be where the money's being fronted here.
Yeah. Should we get any posters from justmovieposters.com?
Okay, we could click on that. We could see what's going on there. But anyway, so yeah, he appears to have been paid $5 for this ad. He has a lot of, like, it's called like mouse auto clicker. Like, he posts this, like, he wasn't joking, three times a day.
Mouse auto clicker.
Yeah.
That's another company that's using Dave Dube.
Yeah. A lot. You know, maybe it's his own company.
You know what the mouse auto clicker is for, right?
What?
That's like, if you're like a virtual employee and then your boss has did they move the mouse?
How come he hasn't been on Teams all day?
Yeah. Where is it? How come his mouse isn't moving? I was like, well, I just like, what he doesn't know is that I learned this one simple trick from mouseautoclicker.com courtesy of @DaveDube.
Yeah. So I'm on justmovieposters.com.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a good site because it has one of those old site counters from 2002, like your visitor number 2520.
And that's why I make all my virtual workers that they have to lie. Every 10 minutes, like, they have to show their face at their desk. I don't rely on like, is the mouse moving?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But what I heard is Sam Moore has to FaceTime you. Mm-hmm. Just like show that he's at his desk. Mm-hmm. And then he can hang up without saying
yes.
But he has to do that six times an hour.
And there's a 12-digit code that he has to punch in also.
Oh, is that everyone or is that random times?
It's random.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So he just has to know, like, okay, like it might happen now.
Yeah.
And what do you do at lunch? Like, I've heard that you don't really let people take lunch because
No lunch. But if you get,
you can have lunch. You have to eat at your desk. You just have to.
Right.
You have to punch in every 10 minutes.
Right. Well, I mean, I just say, like, you know, have a late breakfast and then early dinner. That's it.
Yeah. No, Rob's famous for saying, like, you know, when you're working for me, you're on my time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Because the mouse auto clicker. All right. Yeah. So
trying to, they're like so anti-pauses. Bring it on. Do we want to bring it on?
Bring what on?
The movie. You said it's already been for movie posters.
Yeah. I'm on justmovieposters.com.
Mm-hmm. And I think we should get one.
Okay. So what movie poster? I think we're going to blow our budget. The Adventures of Pluto Nash?
If they had a leprechaun.
Do they have any Whoopi posters?
That's a good question.
American Reunion? Giant. Like,
is My Giant with George Mearson?
That's one. But you know, this is Analyze That. That was basically like the Sopranos ripoff. That was like a comedy. Mm-hmm. Oh, B movie poster.
That would be good.
Yeah,
you get a B movie one.
Yeah. All right. So I don't know. I think I'd rather get a movie poster than three tweets from Dave Dube.
I just don't see a lot of engagement. None of the movie poster tweets got more than one like.
Yeah,
probably the people who paid for it.
I think this one's a pass.
Sorry, so you don't want to tweet from anybody. Okay, fine.
I mean, some movie posters might be cool.
Yeah, but that's nothing to do with Fiverr.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, maybe someone could make us. Well, put that in the back burner. Maybe someone could make us some sort of art for the podcast. You know what?
Can I also say to the listeners? I think an idea about looking at movie posters, I think, has something potential for the wheel, where I think we review movie posters.
Okay. All right, maybe we do that on a video episode also.
Yeah, where we look at, like, maybe rank all-time greatest movie posters. You like that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, I had a good guy for this. Unfortunately, the page is not found, but we, I think, should get someone to write us a theme song for the podcast. What do you think about that?
Now, I feel like that we already have a banger of a theme song.
No, we're not looking to replace it, but listen, we're looking for supplemental theme songs. We have the musical theme song.
Yeah, what if we had a theme song to the mailbag of the podcast?
That's good. That's good.
How much is
that? Yeah, and that would also be shorter. So we can find people. There's some people who want $150. It's a little bit out of our price range.
Yeah.
But yeah, we can find someone who is a little cheaper to make a custom theme song for our podcast. So, but can we now, I will find the person. Can we sort of like go over some of the things we'd want in the theme song?
Well, and then you don't have the person now that I feel like that we're looking at the.
Well, I had someone, but they're like unavailable. So I had picked someone beforehand.
Okay.
I mean, Mr. Amateur says, I will make a song that you might like for your podcast.
Do we want to go with Mr. Amateur and not somebody who's more Mr. or Mrs. Professional?
Well, I mean, they might be very hungry.
Yeah. Okay.
For $5, there's no revision. I just have to warn.
Okay. So a $5 theme song from Mr. Amateur?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Amateur says, if you have a podcast or literally anything that needs theme music, intros, outros, or anything like that, I will do it. I promise I'll do my best to make you a short instrumental track. So we don't want instrumental, but
no,
I'll make sure to only deliver a song that I would be excited to play for my children if I had any children.
Okay. So Mr. Amateur, you know, seems very formal. Could we call him by his first name?
I don't see what his first name is.
I mean, we don't
think there's a Dr. Amateur out there.
Perhaps. We don't make people call you Mr. Winokur and Mr. Sisternino, like, right?
Mm-mm, we don't. We know. I mean,
that's not.
Yeah, I mean, you make your employees do that, but
that goes without saying. Mm-hmm. So
okay,
all right,
I got a good one.
Well, hold on. So all right, so Mr. Yeah. Amateur,
but this is instrumental. I think we want a word.
No, we don't want an instrumental.
Yeah, so that's why we're throwing Mr. Amateur in the trash here. I found somebody else.
Okay,
there's a guy named Jack Fox. Jack Fox. He will record a rap song for our advert. Which is British alert, podcast, jingle, or a gift.
Okay. All right. Now, that's interesting. Do we want a rap song for the mailbag?
Need a theme song for your podcast or a jingle for a YouTube show? Want a fun and quirky birthday present for a family member or friend? Sick of hearing the same times of stings in your favorite podcast? Then he spells favorite with a U. That's another giveaway.
Yes.
I will write and record a personalized rap verse for your podcast, YouTube, blog, radio show, gift, anything.
Okay. Now, it's a rap verse. Is there music accompanying? Is there a backing track? Or is it just like a freestyle lyric?
Well, let's listen to really what he's up to. Okay, I'm going to send you the link in the Zoom chat here.
Okay.
And then we could see what we're dealing with this Jack Fox, or should we call him Mr. Jack Fox?
Mr. Jack Fox. Okay.
And so he is like an example of what he's done. Yeah. So and this is $15, but this might be our big ticket item, you know?
All right. So let's listen to one of these sample. Okay.
Yourself in a pickle and you need to clean up. Need rid of all the mess you made, but it seems tough. Take it from me, this is not a cheap joke. Call Lions Cleaning to get a free quote. We're the best in the region, don't care who the rest is. Need a spring clean, well that's on the set list.
What do you think?
I freaking rules.
Rules. Do you want to hear another one?
Yeah, let's hear another one.
All right, here's Jack Fox. This is called a BBC radio jingle. Okay. Are we sure this is SFW?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, he's British. Oh, he's don't know about the BBC? British.
Yeah. Okay. Got it.
Okay. Fine.
Why I, man, I'm from the time, man. If I was you, I wouldn't even try, man. I got my crew with me by my side, and we're pushing out evil with a left and a right hand. How a man doesn't stand a chance.
I'm not feeling that one as much.
Not as much, but I like his general style. I think he's the right guy for the job, honestly.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, but what? It's $5?
This was 15. But 15? This is our big ticket. It's our big ticket item. A new theme song, I think, is our big ticket item here.
Yeah. Okay. 15.
So, can we give him, so let's stop down now for a second and maybe give him a few ideas. that I'll send him after for like, what do we want to get across in this podcast?
It's the mailbag.
It's the mailbag. Okay.
We're going to spin the wheel.
Mm-hmm. We spin the wheel.
Give us ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll pick the best ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will talk about what's on the wheel.
Yeah.
And then we'll learn what's going to happen in next week's episode. And
should
also
we like give what, him like, yeah. yeah. We give him ideas for like things that are part of the wheel also, like maybe things that are always on there, like, you know, season 3, episode 7.
Yeah, I don't want to box him in with too many mm-hmm. ideas, but also that we should also welcome back people that didn't like the first part of the episode that just skipped ahead to the mailbag.
Yeah, welcome back people who stopped listening to
the first part of the episode because either, mm-hmm. either they didn't like it or it wasn't they thought the topic it was boring. For them. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Fishbowl, a crappy movie diaper. He probably could make some sick rhymes about that. Yeah.
And sometimes we have a guest and sometimes we don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to mention that. Sometimes we have guests.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we don't.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, these are all things I will send Jack.
All right. Rap for mailbag jingle. Okay.
All right. So, yeah. So that's two things we got locked in.
Okay.
All right. That's exciting. Other ideas that we have. Someone is offering, this isn't really for the podcast, but I like this one. Someone sent this in, Holo Services.
How do you spell Holo?
H-O-L-O. She's a woman.
Okay.
And she will write movie recaps for you. She says movie recaps are the best choice for people to watch because it can save their precious time.
So she write a recap of a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. I will say her rating is only 4.7.
Hmm.
And her, like, I don't want to be like, her English is not amazing in the site. But anyway,
what's not amazing? Her rating?
I'd say her English, like her grammar is not great. I'm saying.
All right.
But listen, that's okay. We're not looking for, we're not English teachers here.
I mean, she's writing a movie recap review.
It is true, but we're sort of reading it. But
yeah,
is that forgetting about the person for a second? Because I'm sure a lot of people offer the same services.
So
what do we want a movie reviewed?
Yeah. So like, with Leprechaun 5 comes up, like, we're not going to watch it. We're just going to have Holo read it.
Or it's like, if we liked it, like, would it be funny to have somebody like rewatch Leprechaun in space and give us like a thing about that, or maybe one of the Ernest movies, see if that's for us.
Hmm. I mean, no, I don't know. I don't know if this is the best use of our resources to have somebody watch a movie and write a recap. Like, we could just like go and Google the movie and like go on Wikipedia and somebody's already written a recap and we didn't even have to pay for it.
All right. That's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
People want to use like, do we want any advertising? Like there's millions of people saying like, I will use, you know, Facebook ads or Google ads or Twitter ads or
for what, to get people to listen to the podcast. What's the ad going to say?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. We'll figure out the ad. They'll just sort of like, they'll help with the SEO of it. Like try to get trick people into listening to this podcast. Basically.
I don't think you could trick people into listening to the podcast.
And once they click once, they're probably here forever. So it's just like, we got to trick them once.
Mm, yeah. I don't think a Facebook ad is that exciting. I think we want things that are a little bit like more tangible.
Okay, so here are some more listener suggestions, okay?
Okay.
Pay multiple people to design a new Renap logo. Next week, you come back and see who did the best design. Yeah. That's from Nathan.
Okay, pay like multiple people.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to find one. We got to find one person.
Yeah, I think one person. So design new logo. I guess it probably doesn't have to be a podcast-specific person, right?
Yeah.
Like, we'll say, like, here's our current logo.
Mm-hmm.
And then we need someone to design a new logo for our podcast. We'll maybe explain very briefly with like, is there anything you'd want in the logo? Would you want,
I think there should be a wheel. I think it should be at least like maybe like a circle. Mm-hmm. I think that's important.
Fiverr's Choice, which is a Fiverr recommend services that people love for superb work. $600 that someone will design a new modern minimalist logo.
See, that's, you know, not what we're looking for.
Of course not. But I'm shocked that there's not like even a max on the site. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of these logos are like in the 5 to 15 range.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I will design a new vegan sauce logo in one day. Now, that is very specific.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a vegan sauce and then be on the site just to even like.
So this person is only doing logos if you have a vegan sauce.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what that's like what it seems to be.
I mean, could we invent a new vegan sauce?
Yeah. Okay. So here about this gig, I will design a new vegan sauce logo for $5. Hello, sir. I provide expert advice to help you find precisely the right image you're looking for to ensure that your logos are memorable. I do wonder if this is a spam. Satisfaction guaranteed 10,000%. That is a very high percent. Mm-hmm. Copyright ownership of the logo when you're happy. Unlimited revisions until you're happy. Yeah, I just don't know if. In the logo itself, it doesn't mention it. Like in the thing itself, it doesn't mention vegan sauce. Like ostensibly, if you could do, because like the vegan sauce is Vegemama. We flavorize the world one vegetable at a time. Vegemama. We flavorize the world one vegetable at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Boy. And like there's various logos.
Yeah.
Of Vegemama.
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 Okay.
Like we don't have a vegan sauce to begin with.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that one's for us.
But do you want a logo? Should we find someone here who does a logo?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So I will click on.
Okay.
I'll click on one of these logo people.
Well, let's start to go a little bit more outside the box. Okay.
Okay, fine. Yes.
How about I'm looking at NFT art that could we get a designer to create a Rob and Akiva NFT?
I think we could probably.
Yeah. Okay. So, this person, $10, I will design cartoon character and NFT artwork.
Are we making an NFT or are we just making NFT artwork though? How do you turn the, you know,
I think NFT first step into- is get the NFT artwork and then maybe we like somebody can tell us how to make it like put like the non-fungible part of the token.
Mm-hmm. And what is the artwork of though?
I feel like it's me and you.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
I'd like some artwork of us.
Mm-hmm. And maybe like they could make us like a bored ape or something.
They could make us bored apes.
Maybe.
Because those are worth a lot of money. Like if we could trick people to think that we're bored apes, that's it. That's like,
I mean, it's like it's money. Bored apes, but it's people.
Right.
And it's
maybe
us.
Bored people.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they could put both of us in one or if that's two separate different NFTs.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a good idea. I think we can do that. Someone had a similar idea they sent in, which was my I'm a giraffe drawing that we should have somebody like immortalize that and make that a drawing.
But this would be like not a lot of people know what that is. It was part of the Star Trek episode. And I don't know if not everybody wanted to hear about Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like it's us. So even if you know we're going broad here, right? And maybe you only listen to like maybe I only like Rob or I only like Akiva, but it's like well, too bad. It's only one NFT.
Mm-hmm. Should we have dueling NFTs and see who goes for more money?
Oh, then we'd have to pay for two NFTs to be made.
It's true. That would be $10. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that. That's 10 trips to the dollar store.
So. I'm not sure which one I'm on. So I'm under trending NFT art.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that, do you see any like one, like a person that we can get services from? There's one person.
I could pick. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
tell me who you.
So one person is I can create any object into pixel art for your NFT collection. That's $5. But I think we need like a picture of it. This person is $45. I will draw a custom mascot cartoon avatar illustration for NFT. Oh, this person, I will turn your picture into NFT art cartoon style for your collections.
Amazing. Send that one to me and I'll
it's $35 though. And I don't know if they'll charge us 70 for two people.
Oh, I hear you. So you know what you could do here? Click on budget and then put a max of like $10. See who comes up.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll go 15.
We're big spenders here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I mean, the $35 probably one is going to be good, but, you know, we got a lot of
Fiverr, it could be like wine. You might not be able to tell the difference between a $35 bottle and a $10 bottle. I don't know. Okay,
this person for $15. I will draw a custom illustration for NFT art. They have good ratings too. 4.9.
Wow, that is very good.
Yeah. All right.
Be a good GPA.
So, all right. This person is known as Premeth. They have 9 ratings. Mm-hmm. 3 orders in their queue. They're based out of India.
Oh, we got to get in line, basically.
Yeah.
Send me the link and I'll pay.
Okay. Basic package. They have a standard package. See, mm-hmm. this is the basic package only has one character.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Maybe that isn't as good of a way to go. But
what if it was like both of our faces, but we were like attached? Is that one?
So it's like maybe like one body, but two heads. Does that count?
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Okay. All right, so here's another one. Shop Today is also mm-hmm. going to do NFT characters with traits variation.
Yeah, and so, how do they look? What are their reviews?
Pretty good. They have 3 reviews, but they're all 5 stars.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if they could only do me or you, which I feel like it should be you.
You think it should be me?
Yeah.
We could flip a coin or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so...
Listen, if it's so great, we could go back and get a second one also.
Yeah.
It's like you tell your kids, like, hey, if you love it, like, we'll get you more. Let's try one and see if you like it first.
I mean, that's why I say at the dollar store.
Yeah, or like you go to the restaurant and everyone's like, I want my own meal, you know? But then it's like, mm-hmm. all right, you guys get one. And if you take more than one bite, you could each have your own meal after.
Okay, so we want to go with this one? The NFT art?
Yeah, send that to me. That's good.
Okay. All right. So I will... send you the NFT art. We're going to go with Shop. Okay, what else, Akiva?
Robbie says design an 8-bit Renap video game.
A video game? How are they going to do that for $5?
It does seem like we would really be getting quite the steal there if they could do it. So let's search it, though, and see what the prices are in video games. I just don't think. I think it's probably a little too cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It does sound pretty cheap. What would people do in the video game?
I mean, I assume for our $15, probably very little.
Is there a game that you like that you would like it to be based off of?
Yeah, it would be like Mario, but we're Mario and Luigi.
I think it'd probably have to be something like a little bit simpler. Maybe like a Paperboy, but like we're throwing like podcasts into people's phones.
Yeah, that's good. We're throwing the podcast. Yeah, we're Paperboy, but for podcasts. That is mm-hmm. good. Are we podcast boys?
Podcast boys. We're not bubble boys.
We're not bubble boys anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I do like that, but I don't know if they're going to make a game or just like the low or sort of like build the characters and that's it.
I mean, if we could just sort of like, get, what about, could we get somebody to design the movie poster or the game poster? And then we can get like investment based off of the poster, like to actually make the game.
What about a movie poster of the podcast?
A movie poster something? Of the podcast. Okay.
Like design a poster.
I'm interested.
Uh-huh. Like imagine if you were recording and behind you there was like a giant Renap poster. And then maybe if it's good, it's like, all right, I'm going to get a nothing but Netflix poster.
Okay.
And you know, you could have every RHEP podcast poster behind you.
Like the will they design a movie poster based on us?
Well, I mean, or is it a movie poster or is it just like
movie poster design on Fiverr? Okay. Mm-hmm. So I will create a movie poster or poster design. I will design an official movie poster for $20. Do we want a minimalist movie poster? That's like only $15.
What does that mean? You think?
It's just like, sort of like, just like our silhouettes. What's the name of the movie?
That's scarier. Well, I don't think it would be a movie per se. It would look like a movie poster, but it would but say like
Robin and Akiva need a podcast.
Mm-hmm. I think, or an app.
Yeah.
To be short.
Yeah. This person says that I will design professional movie poster, film, or flyer from your photo.
Do they know there's 2 people in there though?
I hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, most movie posters have like
mm-hmm.
multiple people.
Mm-hmm. What kind of movie is it? Is it like an action movie? Rom-com?
Good question. Should Leprechaun be in there? Should it be like a horror movie?
We don't want it to be too spooky. Here, I'm gonna share this one with you.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, this is $15. mm-hmm. to get a movie poster made. Now, how many copies do they give us? They just give us the digital file and then we have to get it printed?
It's a good question. I mean, yeah. I can ask that.
I just shared a Google Doc with you if you want to take a look at what I'm looking at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do think this is a good idea. I was thinking about this. I was also thinking about, like, what if we had someone make art that was like RHP art? It was like every, mm-hmm. I think somebody did this once, honestly, like every podcaster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, like, here's a picture of the podcasters.
And people are going to be mad at, like, their placement and stuff like that.
That's true. Yeah. Someone's not going to be in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Akiva, what are some other outside of the box ideas?
Okay. So, yeah, we got a lot of listeners suggested ideas. Somebody do a dramatic reading of the RNAP Constitution.
The Constitution is very long.
Very long. Yeah. I think that would be long.
Yeah.
Someone said buy Taylor Swift merch from the Taylor Swift store.
They will buy.
I didn't know they had stuff like that. That Taylor we should buy Swift. Some Taylor Swift merch.
Oh, that's like just on Fiverr?
Yeah, I didn't know that. But I guess they have like, you know, fan art type things in the store.
Hmm. I don't know. That doesn't sound that exciting. Like, I'd rather just give the money to Taylor directly. What do we need? A middleman?
Yeah, she needs more money. That is true.
Right. Right. So, how about, I'm looking at some of these ideas that are for like whiteboard and animated explainers. People always say, like, well, how do I explain RNAP? What if we hired mm-hmm. somebody to make a video that explained what RNAP is and how it works? Like,
But how would they, like, do we have to give them the information or they listen to the podcast? Yeah, I think
we would probably have to give them the info on how it works. Mm-hmm. Maybe could we hire somebody on Fiverr to write up how this podcast works to give to, like, the woman who was gonna write a movie recap? Could she recap what this podcast is and then give it to the person who's going to explain it on a whiteboard?
That's pretty good. Honestly, now we're having Fiverr people just like, right. We're the middle person, but like they're all CC'd on the emails at this point. It's
this is how we leverage our resources of, look, we don't have the time to, we're busy. True. Okay.
We're busy boys.
We have a lot of different podcasts that we do. Mm-hmm. So we are spending our time making a podcast and then like, it's like, okay, we're exhausted when this is over, but we could take our $5 and then use that to hire somebody to write a recap that explains what this podcast is. And then we get another $5 and then that person makes a whiteboard. They're not standing in front of a whiteboard. This is animated whiteboard video of like, how does RNAP work? Well, let me show you.
Yeah, this is great. But it might be wrong if it's like we're sending it to a second
even
party
better.
First.
Even it's even funnier True. If it's wrong.
True. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
That's good.
I mean, it's very boring if it just is actually like perfectly explains it.
It's true. That's a good point.
It's not good content unless it's very wrong.
Fair enough. Okay. Yeah, so I like this. We'll have the one person, maybe the person who reviews the podcast. We'll just say like, here's the explanation to the podcast. Do with this what you will and make the explainer.
Or could we just send them the Constitution?
Oh boy, I think that's a lot.
You think that's a lot? Okay, so here, I will create an engaging 2D animated explainer video in 24 hours. Okay, this is for $5. All right?
That's fast.
So let's see, you want to play this one? Please. So, okay, here's an example of a explainer video that we could get. This is from Moosman Amjad _1 has 34 reviews.
Are you looking for the best value explainer video to show the people that you are the best in the business, tell a story, or make a sale?
Yes.
You just found it. According to research, videos are 5 times more engaging than simple text and convey your message in a better way. I am Usman and I am a professional video maker. I'm here to provide you the compelling explainer videos. I listen to your need, your goals, and your vision, then I take script and voiceover interaction to bring that vision and goal to life.
Yes.
Do you need a specific accent for voiceovers to make your video shine? You've got it, and if you didn't find your script again...
Yeah, no, wait, no, don't do accents.
No, we don't want any accents.
Just normal voices.
Mm-hmm.
Just everybody read it. Like, we don't want anybody to do an accent. Just everybody talking their regular speaking voice.
I can craft a perfect script that will express your vision and goal. All graphics in the video are 100% unique. Your satisfaction matters a lot to me. That's why I provide you unlimited revisions until you are not satisfied.
Unlimited revisions.
In order to explain your idea.
Okay, so, I mean, is he just getting us in the door with $5? It's got to be
I think so.
Well, okay, the premium's only $15.
All right. I mean, I think that sounds reasonable.
Let's do it.
Okay, I'm into that.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, just send me that.
All right, so then we just have to get somebody to explain to Usman how to like what the podcast is.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, but we maybe we'll have one of the people we're paying explain it, basically.
Yeah.
Like, hey, here's a review of our recent podcast.
Well, so, hold on. Can somebody explain a podcast? Let's see.
Well, most podcasts are pretty self-explanatory, honestly.
Right, but is anybody out there that can just like summarize like how this podcast works? I looked that up on Fiverr. I don't see anybody that is in the podcast explaining business.
Yeah, but maybe I think we should use already existing information, be it from Fiverr or ourselves. Like you said, send them the Constitution or send them.
And we already have an episode of the show. This kind of explains it. Yeah,
that's true. Well, we will. Yeah.
Yeah. Where do we already do have a theme song?
That's true. That is true.
Okay.
Every weekend better attend. Okay. You got to attend every weekend.
Yeah. All right. But let's get away from only podcast things. What else do we have from Fiverr?
Megan the Librarian says hire someone to teach you how to knit.
Knit. Do we need to know how to knit? I mean, I feel like that means you need to get the needles. We have to get the yarn. Like, what would you knit?
Probably like a scarf for the winter. Have you ever do you know anyone who knits? Have you ever been like, yeah, I want to knit.
Yeah. So yeah, my mother-in-law.
You know the difference between knitting and sewing?
Yes. Yes. Very obvious the difference. Yes. Do you?
Sure. Of course.
What do you think it is? What do you think is the difference between knitting and sewing?
Knitting is like a sweater. It's like yarn.
Yeah.
And then sewing is like you know, like when you reap and then you sew.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, very different.
Nailed it. You nailed it. Okay. So, Akiva, are you interested in learning to dance at all? Should we hire somebody to teach us a dance, and then you and I can both do the dance and maybe like put it on TikTok?
I'll tell you, my problem with this is like, how is it on the podcast, which is audio? I do like this idea, but I think it's like,
well,
it's a little visual.
It is a little visual, but someone will teach us to dance for $15. Okay. I will choreograph dances to your suggested music. Like, what if like they could teach us to dance either to the Renap theme song, the Chester singing the Men in Black. A lot of people like to dance to that on TikTok. And then if like they could teach us like a simple dance, and then we both could do it.
Yeah. That I'm in. If somebody teaches us like a TikTok style dance, we both do it. I think that would be good.
Okay. Should we look up a TikTok dance?
Yes.
TikTok dance lesson.
Or maybe an original dance.
Original dance. Let's see. Dance lesson. TikTok dance lesson. I will give you exhilarating online dance. I don't think we need like exhilarating.
I will say, like, this is barely safe for work, the first stage of this.
Yes. Okay. I have searched for dance lesson. What page are you on?
I searched TikTok dance, and it's a little different.
Okay. So I had the word lesson in there. TikTok dance.
Okay. That's better. That's better. TikTok dance lesson.
Okay.
That's good. All right. Like, do you know the names of any TikTok dances that we can learn?
No, I don't even know if there are names. Okay. I will create a TikTok dance video. See, I think these are a lot of people that are going to, they're going to do the dance. No, that's not what we want.
We want to do the dance. I mean, we want you to teach
to
it.
Dance.
Yes.
So we can do the dance and we get all the credit. And, you know, like, I just feel like that if you know, we like, what are we even paying for? We didn't write a song. Like, do a dance to this song. Yeah.
Yeah. There's nobody who can do this for us.
There's definitely people that can do it for us.
I wrote a TikTok dance lesson and Fiverr said
take TikTok
nothing.
Out. Go to lifestyle dance lessons. Lifestyle. I will teach virtual belly dance classes. That I will do.
I don't think people want us to belly dance.
No, I don't think so. I think that would be a miss. I will do outstanding choreography and dance on any. I will create dance choreography. I will teach you hip hop, Bollywood, contemporary, K-pop, TikTok, $5.
Mm-hmm. That's so a lot of person, genres will, for $5.
I will teach you the dance that you love.
So maybe we have to pick a dance. Maybe like a listener can tell us a dance early this week.
I will teach you how to dance correctly and unleash your confidence.
Wow. That's a 2-for-1. That's got to be at least $10.
$30, I will create and teach you choreography. That's a little getting a little pricey.
Online ballet class?
I don't think we want a ballet. I don't even know if
I don't think we
really
want ballet.
Big on TikTok. How about this one? I will teach you how to dance correctly. Is there one correct dance?
I don't know. I mean, there might be, I don't know. This person wants to do Zumba lessons for you. So is that like, hey, honey, I'm going to do Zumba, but they're actually doing the Zumba for us?
Yeah, I don't need somebody to do the Zumba for me.
Mm-mm.
Okay, all right, which one do you like? I will teach you the dance that you love. That's only $5. Or
that's good. That's what we want to do.
I will teach you how to dance correctly and unleash your confidence.
Well, I wanted the dance that we love. We're just going to have to figure out. Someone has to suggest the TikTok. Maybe we'll have Nicole suggest the TikTok dance.
Yes.
She can pick the TikTok dance and then we'll have someone teach it to us.
I will teach you the dance that you love. Hello. I hope you
Maybe we'll pay Nicole $5 and she'll teach it to us.
No, because she doesn't have the patience for us. Okay. Mm-hmm. Limited offering off dance and movements will be here. Okay. So there's three different packages of the 5, 10, and 15. This says, I hope you guys are doing great. If you are simply got bored or want to burn some calories in real with the help of dance, here I am waiting for you to contact me. So yeah, I'll make dance classes for any age group of people simply to catch up with different people around the globe and let me dance with them through this app. Don't wait for anything to have fun and dance like no one is watching you with the help of me. Although a lot of people will be watching.
Yes. Especially on your, I don't have a TikTok, so probably not that many on mine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So do we want one lesson or two lessons?
I think probably one. We just need, because we could do the same dance.
Okay. So, can I let my friend join also?
That's what we're asking?
Yeah. Like, so if I buy this for $5, like, do I get to, can I send you the link? Like, or is it 10?
Oh, it's a one-on-one? I thought it's like tape.
I think it's, I'm pretty sure this is like one-on-one. I don't know if we're like on FaceTime.
No, I don't think that would that work though? I think it's better if they like, here are the steps to do the TikTok dance.
Like we want to watch like a YouTube video. Like I think this basically is, we're hiring somebody to work with us one-on-one.
But it's not on the podcast. So I don't know how it makes
sense.
We would
do that part off the podcast.
That's what I'm saying. So like, I don't know what the point is then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of doing it off the podcast.
Okay. I will teach you how to dance step by step.
I've always wanted to do that.
Mm-hmm. I will choreograph and create a dance tutorial for your song. Okay. Yeah. I think we should work with a male instructor. I feel like,
because
I feel like,
your wife will come upstairs. We know.
Yeah. Like if we're doing like, we're getting like one-on-one dance instruction from a woman, I feel like there's a lot of questions that we have to answer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, how about this one? I will choreograph and create a dance tutorial for your song.
Yeah, that's what we want.
He does hip hop, popping, house, contemporary, jazz, Indian, Bollywood, urban.
Yeah, I think that's what we want.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So I think this is a good one.
Perfect.
You should we do popping?
I don't know about popping.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, put it in the doc, but I don't know much about popping.
What are we up to so far? It also depends on. Do we spend $100 yet?
I don't think we've spent $100 yet.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, other ideas. You have plenty of money to cover this, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I've got a few tabs open. I'll calculate it after.
Okay.
Somebody said that we should hire a stylist.
I love that. I love it.
Pick out outfits for us.
They will pick out. Now, so are they out of the outfits that we already have?
I don't think we're showing them our whole closet, but let's search. It's a good idea.
Okay. Personal stylist.
Jamie Lynn says, I will be your personal stylist for men and women. Jamie Lynn 23.
Okay. I love it. So like, is it just for one day or is this like all the time?
So basically about this gig, my goal is to help you look and feel your best in the clothes you wear. When you purchase this, you will be asked to send me a picture of yourself. Describe your lifestyle style. Can you just help me here? This because I'm gonna have to send this in. Describe your lifestyle for a second, please, Rob.
So I basically wear like probably like pajamas like most of the day. Like basically like I wake up, I put on the clothes that I wore before I went to bed, and then wear those clothes until at some point, like later in the day, I probably will take a shower if I'm doing a podcast.
The shower is the middle of the day. It's not the beginning of the
end. Later in the day. So,
makes sense.
Then a lot of times like very casual, and there's a lot of plaid, especially when I'm going to do my work. Is that good?
I think that's good. That's good. She may have a follow-up question where you work, but it's not for now.
Right.
Where do you currently shop?
Well, I really haven't bought any new clothes in like 2 years.
That's why we need stylists.
I've gotten like some t-shirts from robhasawebsite.com, but I haven't gone many places. So
you're technically your own stylist, basically.
Yeah, I used to like buy new shirts when I would have like a live podcast event, and then I would buy like go to the store and buy like, you know, one or two new shirts, and then we kind of did like that, like, you know, two or three times a year. So I was probably adding like, you know, seven or eight like new shirts to my wardrobe like every year. But I haven't been in a clothing store, I think, since probably 2019. So maybe like January 2020.
January 2020.
Yeah.
Okay. And then she wants a budget. Fine. And then Jamie Lynn, she's got good reviews.
I love it.
5 stars.
I love it. How much is this?
It's $15
each.
No, she'll pick out for $15. She'll pick out 9 pieces of clothing.
But for shoes, what can she do? Like 4 for you and 5 for me.
I think we could have the same look. We'll be matching. That's what somebody wanted. They want us to match. Somebody said they want us to do matching.
Okay, but we're gonna have the same.
Well, we're just different sizes.
But do we have the same clothes? I mean,
we would have to.
Okay.
Listen, she's picking out 9. So maybe like we'll draft them, or like some will be more for me and some will be more for you.
All right. Fine.
So it's 3 shoes, 3 shirts, and 3 bottoms.
Okay.
And I assume bottoms are pants.
I mean, it could be shorts.
We asked for 6 shirts. I don't really need, I don't know how many pants.
I mean, nobody ever sees our bottoms, right?
It's true. Yeah, literally. Mm-hmm.
We're mostly on Zoom.
Should we do 9 shirts maybe then?
Well, let's see Jamie Lynn has to say.
Yeah, maybe. Would you want rather 9 shirts, do you want a few looks?
I wouldn't. I don't need my shoes are my shoes, but you know, I wouldn't mind some of the different pants. Maybe some pants.
Mm-hmm. All right, fine. So yeah, maybe we'll do 3. I just don't know how many shoes we're gonna need.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's picking out shoes for us.
Yeah.
What if we said they're like, because if it's technically for both of us, what if we said they're like a face smash of both of us?
A face
smash?
She
has to like,
a Rob Kiva of our Tuvix. Yeah, Tuvix.
Yeah.
No, that, it should be like, it's one thing if we want to wear the same outfit, you know.
Because how is she going to know what to get for me and then what to get?
Let's
just do it for you.
Let's hit her up and see what she has to say. Should we? Will anybody be a podcast guest for maybe in part two? Yeah,
that is a great question.
Okay, Dwight, do you have the answer?
No, I didn't think of it until now. Okay, but it's a great question.
Because that would be like, then we could have like the person that we hire on the podcast in part two.
This might even be bad. Yeah, your idea is really good.
Mm-hmm.
But 7 Perfection, who's a level 2 seller, says, I will research guests for your podcast.
Oh,
so before we get to hold that thought, let's get to this, because like I'd love to maybe get like a dossier on Kirsten McGinnis or something.
So, well, a background checks is like a whole different thing.
Uh-huh. Like imagine like what we could find on Chappelle or Liana. It would be great.
All right. Well,
in a digital world. Yeah. Filled with competition for consumer attention. Leading with awesome content is the best way to stand out. Hosting a professional, well-experienced guest speaker on your podcast. Oh, so she's going to send this potential guest. No, that's not really what we're looking for.
Yeah. So, I might be interested in that. Come back to us with a list of who would be good guests to have on this podcast.
But also, I don't know if she's like locking them in.
Well, you know, but I think
would
that would
be great
be good.
To have Barack Obama or
wouldn't
Rob
it be
Lowe.
Good to have a list next week of like here are like some potential really good guests to have on this podcast? Mm-hmm. Like, yes. Here's one for $10. I will research guests for your podcast. 4.9 review out of 68 entries.
So you're just reading the one I just read.
Yeah, that would this is a good this for $10, five potential guests.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, fine. That is good. It's a good point.
We're always looking to find good guests.
That's good. That's good. I like the idea
they come
better.
Back and it's
of,
like the list is like Liana, Chappelle. Like, all right, like yeah,
we know.
Yeah,
but I love the idea of like doing. I'll do like background research.
Yes. Like, okay.
I went through Curse of Beginners' tweets since 2015. Okay. And let me tell you what I
said.
Now,
that being said, now we have a different category of I will be a guest in your podcast or video. This is one from Winston DM. He's a level one seller. Hey there, I'm an actor, also a biotechnology engineer and an author and a writer. I'm well-versed in pop culture, gaming, and tech. I could pretty much talk about anything or play any role in case you need me to act as a certain character. So if you need just a guest for your video or podcast, whatever the case might be, I could talk about anything for a specific thing you want. This could be a joke or a serious thing. I'm open to anything. And it's $10 for 15 minutes. $20 for half an hour and $30 for them for an hour. It's getting a little pricey.
Yeah. I like that though. Is he the guy for the job?
Winston. Yes, here's please. Winston.
Hi there. So, sorry. I look like this. Quarantine. You know how it is. So this is just a video that I should put on Fiverr in order to publish my gig. But pretty much covered everything.
Not a great mic. But okay, so we talk to Winston. I think I would have you're going to be a professional podcast guest. I think I would have come out with a little bit more energy.
Yeah, let's try to see if we could find a better guest than Winston. Obviously,
let's see. And now, then there are also a lot of I will have you as a guest on my podcast. We could pay people to go on their podcast.
That's honestly pretty good.
Yeah. So we have this woman who is named Kashi Varsana. She does a podcast called American Underground. And if we pay her $55, for $55, she will mention us twice on her podcast.
Okay, that's an ad.
For $250, we can call in for 5 minutes. And for $1,000, she'll interview us for an hour and 15 minutes.
Amazing. For a less popular podcast.
Maybe that might be one or both. This also seems like it's a little bit of a political show. I'm not sure what what the angle is.
What the angle is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sounds like it's a scamming angle where they just get a...
Let's see. We have I will host a podcast with guests. I'm not sure what necessarily that would be. So then also there's another person that will get us booked as a guest on podcast.
Ah, so a publicist, a Fiverr publicist.
Yes. Okay. So I'm not sure what's our angle here. Oh, here's
I think we're like, the hot takeoff.
Yeah, this person
coming in January.
Will research podcasts that will invite us to be their respected guest, which is nice because I do hate it if I go on a podcast and I am not feeling the respect.
Yes, the respect is honestly worth the money right there.
It's like, you know, if I go on a podcast, I want to be like, oh my God, Rob, you're here. You're so respected. And sometimes if I don't get that, like, what am I doing?
I'll make a note in case I think you're coming on one of my podcasts tomorrow. I got to show this guy some respect.
Yes, please. Please. And this other person will just make a list of shows we can be on. So
yeah, no, I think it's better to have a list of guests, which we're already doing.
Okay. So, all right. So we're going to get the list of guests. There seems like there's only one person that will be a guest on our podcast.
Yeah. I'll try and find more. Cause I wasn't blown away by the first person.
Yeah.
By Winston DM.
Yes. Okay. And so, all right. But that was a good one. Then also, I saw one that I thought might be interesting. Akiva, do we have any interest in it? We have a Renat bot, but do we want a chat bot?
What would that do? I don't even know what that is, really.
Okay, so yeah, I'm not really sure about it, but basically, like, a chatbot can, like, pretend to be, like, a real person. Like, maybe, like, it would be, like, on... We could either have it on, like, robhasawebsite.com or another page where, like, it would, like, when you go there, the, like, the chatbot will pop up and it's like, hey, do you need help with something? And so then... We could have the chatbot be like answering maybe like commonly answered asked questions.
Okay, interesting.
But
they could do that cheaply though.
Like we could do it's a lot on Discord. I'm not really sure. Mm-hmm. I don't know enough about.
We're also
it.
Running out of money.
We are okay.
We're close to our probably $100.
Yeah, we don't want to go over. Maybe someone, could somebody help us with a budget? Can we hire somebody? To
we
do. That?
We do need a help. Podcast like you know $500 on Fiverr, $1 million for web hosting.
What about influencer marketing? Is there anything under that category?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question.
I guess so. I will promote your song, music, or brand on my TikTok account. I mean, it's a little bit like the Dave Dube, right?
Yeah, because I really like. It didn't seem like there was a lot of bang for your buck on that, guys.
But what about a TikToker?
How many followers they have?
Like, what if we had like somebody that had like a mil?
If somebody had a mil, they probably wouldn't be here. They'd probably be getting people would be contacting them.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Hmm.
Okay. How many followers do you have on TikTok?
Only a couple thousand. Or we could buy TikTok followers.
That's honestly not a bad idea.
Okay. I'm going to put that one in my back pocket. I'm going to think about that.
My daughter would think I was very cool if I had like a million TikTok followers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've never even done a TikTok.
Well, yeah. What if we had a Renap TikTok and then we bought followers on TikTok?
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. And the people are like, you bought those followers. Like, and it was worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Because now look at us now.
Mm-hmm. We're influencers.
Now we're influencers. All right. What about a podcast writing is a category?
What's that?
So I guess that's like show notes. People write.
And podcasts, we already have that
podcast. I mean, barely, but
mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's we're just looking trying to outsource some of these jobs to Fiverr.
Mm-hmm. What else did people suggest?
Yeah, people wanted us to do a lot of matching stuff. Somebody wanted to
matching.
Somebody wanted like to knit something Renap related, like the I'm a Giraffe poster, like pay someone to knit it or something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people wanted us to do like a food plan, like hire someone to do a food plan for us.
Okay, so somebody is going to then, so let me look under that. Is that under wellness, would you say?
Probably under wellness.
Cooking lessons.
I think probably wellness. I don't think they're going to teach us to cook.
Okay. So I'm looking under wellness. And so under wellness, let's see. Somebody will write personal positive affirmations to enhance our life. What about a 28-day clean eating meal plan?
Mm-hmm. I think it's funny, but I also think like how practical is this?
And it's not super practical.
Not super practical.
Okay. Any other submissions? Anything with legal consulting?
Travis says the vendor should have to be west of you geographically. Do you get that?
Not particularly.
Oh, you know why? Because it's called Fiverr Goes West this episode. That's what he means.
Well, you know.
Got it.
I mean, if you go far enough, everything is west of us.
It is a good point. That is good. If you keep circling.
Yeah. We're also in different places. Meet me in the middle. Yeah,
so someone will make an MS Paint drawing of whatever we want.
And Emma, what would we want?
I'm not sure. It's a good question.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about a virtual assistant? I mean, are we good on assistants?
I think so. I don't really want to rock the boat with Amanda. She's done such a great job.
But what about like somebody, I will do your real estate wholesale cold calling.
Okay. I mean, we could have someone do that. Do we have a lot of real estate we need to sell right now?
I mean, are we selling or are we buying?
It is a buyer.
Is there any real estate for $5?
I think it's a seller's market, honestly.
Seller's market. Okay.
Last, I have one more.
Yes.
Sibylla Vocals. This is from Charles. He sent
Sibylla Vocals.
I will teach you how to scream, growl, or sing with distortion.
No, I don't want to screw up my voice. That's my instrument.
It is true. That is sort of how you... Okay. Because there are voice lessons also. Someone submitted that. Okay. Voice lessons.
Akiva, I've got one. Yeah. I'm in the category of press releases. So, all right, here's a couple of them. Somebody, like, we have sort of like the like basic sort of vanilla. I will do press release writing and press release distribution. Like, should we put out a presser?
So we're paying them to put out a presser. What would it say? Like, to whom it may concern.
To whom it may concern.
Robin Akiva have released the following statement.
Robin
it's like,
Akiva,
I'm back, like yeah, Michael Jordan.
Right. You know, Robin Akiva have made it through another year in 2021 without major scandal.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, year five of the podcast coming up.
We barely, like, we didn't miss that many weeks.
Very few. Missed a couple.
We only missed a couple, so that's one. Somebody else will, I will write rap music press release. I guess that, oh, it's only press releases about rapping. I thought he would like rap a press release.
Mm-mm, that would be, honestly, I would want that. Probably more than $5 though.
Yeah. So I wouldn't that be exciting if we had a press release?
It would be. But like, I just don't know. Is she like tweeting and we're retweeting it or something?
Yeah.
I don't know how it would work.
And then we would retweet the press release.
Yeah, this person will do it for $5. I'll write a professional engaging press release for you.
How bad could it be for $5?
No, it probably would be great.
So,
fashion press release? We're not really fashion people. Yeah, maybe after our style.
Okay,
yeah.
Press release. Robin Akiva are learning choreography for a new dance video, which is expected to land on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. So it's like a press release for something that we might forget to do, but might happen soon.
I mean, wouldn't that be exciting?
Yeah. So SEO writer 18, he's a content writer with more than 8 years of experience. He's totally dedicated to providing top quality services. He can provide almost any and every niche that exists on the web. All his writings are engaging, informative, and 100% unique.
Yeah.
So yeah, he wants to do, for $5, he'll give you a 300 word press release with SEO keywords and logo. If provided.
Okay.
You want that?
Yeah. How much?
$5.
Yeah. Well, why not?
The true meaning of Fiverr.
I mean, you know what they say, you know, there's no bad $5 purchases on Fiverr.
That is what they say. Honestly, we should really be their, we should be their PR team.
Yeah.
Because we've already like sort of rebranded the with the five R's.
Yep.
And also like Fiverr is, you know, and then, and there's no bad $5 purchase. Here's the logo. Oh, here's the slogan. Okay. I've nailed it.
Yep.
Hey, it's just $5.
Right.
What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Hey, it's $5.
Yeah. It's just $5.
$5.
What are you worried about?
Mm-hmm. It's taking your kids to the dollar store 2.5 times and getting them toys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And all that stuff breaks in like 10 seconds.
Yeah, this stuff will never break. This press release, I mean, it'll be breaking news, but yeah, no, it won't be won't be breaking.
Yeah. All right. I'm looking to see, is there anybody that I'm looking at Reddit. Is there any like buddy that we could hire to go write like nice things about us on the Renap Reddit?
I don't want to get too involved in the Reddit, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be nice if we're like, hey, that was like that episode was awesome. No problem.
That'd be funny if they were.
That episode was awesome, and I enjoyed all of it. And there weren't any parts that I didn't think that
every guest was better than that.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we have so much stuff already, though. I almost think we're like overloaded. I don't think we should do more.
Okay. Let me just look. Last thing. Holiday season.
Okay.
Oh wait, that's not a category. Okay. So. All right. Craft lessons, anything crafting?
I'm like the least crafty person in the world.
Life coaching?
It also occurs to me, I mean, honestly, that would maybe for next time. That is a good idea. A life coach. We're going to have like, I'm going to have to have 8 back and forth with these people this week also, I realize.
All right. Well, maybe we could get some help. Maybe if there's like anybody that's listening that can help us out with it. I mean, like, and you know what? Maybe also we have some people, some of our virtual employees could be working on this. Okay. Just real quick, Akiva. This is your message on ... I will add your content to this Times Square billboard. Do we want that?
Now, is this like graffiti?
No. It looks like it's an electronic. Maybe it's like a ticker.
Oof.
No, not good. Okay.
I mean, it's interesting, but I don't know. It's not really going to be on the podcast.
Okay. I will deliver an exclusive message with my Vegetable Man costume. Okay. Vegetable Man. He is wearing a costume of all vegetables. He will, that he will give out our message. What cannot be said?
Is he showing up at people's houses?
No,
or is
no.
It
I
like,
think he makes a video. It's like a cameo.
It's a cameo.
This is
Hello, everyone. This is the Vegetable Man, and I can say anything that you want for up to 50 words. I can sing a song, give a birthday wish, or a testimony. Everything that can be said or not has been mentioned in description below.
I mean, only 50 words is. I think we have more.
There's very few words.
Yeah,
it is funny that it's not a time limit. It's a word limit.
Yeah. I will deliver your video message as a sexy policeman in 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'd rather be Vegetable Man. Maybe it's like we send a message to Nicole, to both of our wives. Like, okay. Hey, Maren, Nicole, like, great episode of Redap this week. You should really check it out. Bye.
Yeah. How about this one? This person has like a picture of The Rock, but then they will, like The Rock was like holding up like a white card. And then this person will make like a video and GIF of our logo on The Rock holding the white card. Maybe when we get the new logo, we'll
why do it the old logo now?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Deliver your message as a fabulous guy. So it's the same guy that was the sexy cop. Santa?
Ooh. I don't know.
I will make Mr. Sure. Bean hold your logo or text on a signboard.
That's timely.
How about I will say anything like Captain Jack Sparrow.
Hi, my name is Captain Jack Sparrow, and I can say whatever you want for 30 seconds. I can sing the song, give a birthday wish, or a testimony. For more info, check out the...
It doesn't really sound like Captain Jack Sparrow.
Mm-mm. I would have done the voice in the thing to prove the point.
I think that might have been his Captain Jack Sparrow.
I don't know about this guy. Can we circle back now at the end here to which podcast, our first person who's going to be reviewing the podcast, which episodes should we give her? Canadian shows are trash because maybe that'll pique her interest as a Canadian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
What else?
Then also
maybe a Conspirapod.
Maybe I think we should stick with the stuff that's more recent because.
More recent. Okay.
Yeah, maybe this Canadian shows are trash. Five Nights at Fally's, and maybe she could tell us if I was doing premeditated bits.
That's a good one, Fally and Scally. Yeah, that's a good. That's
and
a good
that,
call.
And maybe she'll be like, "Yeah, Akiva and Scally were really vibing, and Rob was ruining everything."
Imagine.
Yeah.
Maybe she Woads was the same person who wrote that. That
mm-hmm. would be good. And what are the chances?
Yeah, that would be pretty good.
Okay, and then any other highlights from recent era? Not the variety pack.
Not the variety pack. Should we do? That's too long. Three Fast, Three Furious.
Yeah. What about? don't do Keeves all that. How about
just do Snake Shows Are Trash from last week, like the most recent episode?
I'm gonna say that, or maybe the
Dad Joke Off.
I don't know. It Takes Two. How about that?
Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one. It Takes Two.
Maybe she likes the Olsen twins.
Who doesn't? I've never met someone who hates them. Okay. So,
all right. So the stage is set. For next week, we're going to put in all of our Fiverr orders. What we're going to do right now, we're not going to spin the wheel. We don't have a jingle, but we're going to take a break. And when we come back, it is going to be time to listen to some mailbag ideas and talk about them. And then we'll start to wind down, and then we'll get ready to come back for next week. Here on Robert.
This is the first two-part episode of the show, right?
I think maybe we might have
we've recorded in bunches before, but I don't think we've ever had a part one.
What
part
about
two.
When we were trying to figure out what we were going to do in Minnesota?
I think that was like technically
a non-canonical episode. Okay. Yeah. All right. So you history is being made this week on Bob and Kiva Need a Podcast. Support for this podcast comes from our friends over at Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do, and I bet it can be hard work, but you know it's easy bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy, and it's a good thing too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to Geico.com, get a quote, see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit Geico.com today. That's Geico.com. All right, we are back for Mailbag 159, Part 1, no jingle, ready to go, no pre-recorded, premeditated bits here with my guest, who I'm listening to. It's Akiva.
What's going on? That was fun. It's weird. We're doing the regular part of the episode, then the mailbag, but no wheel spin. Coming back next week, doing another regular part of that the episode. Mm-hmm. We're going to do another mailbag next week, basically, or short mailbag.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, just because we're not going to spin the wheel doesn't mean we can't, like, review the ideas that came in this week.
Absolutely. That's just part of the episode. And then next week, we will spin the wheel. And then
potentially put something on the wheel here in, you know, part one of the episode. But it's just now, if we put something on the wheel.
Yes.
And we put it on the wheel. You know what I'm going to say?
Yeah. Is it ready to go on already next week? I think it is.
Yeah, I think so. I think it has to, I don't think it's like it needs to be, the wheel has to be spun one time. I think we need to out a week to flag any potential problems.
Well, then I'll add something right now. It's just like strategically.
Well, I think hold the phone.
Yeah. Well, I think because we had said we're going to do the hot takeoff every January, but if we put it on next week, it's not eligible for that first week. So if we put it on now, it's eligible for the first episode.
By the way, we both are coming into the final wheel spin of the year with both of our vetoes. It might be a race to see who could veto first next week.
It is true. It is true. If we don't like what happens.
Because we want to start the year with the best show of the year. Now, let me also ask you this. So we will have a best of Renap 2021 episode of the podcast. Is that just going to go up like a midweek, or is that going to be like, I don't think we're planning on not having, I guess maybe would we like, probably, I think what we would do is maybe not do a podcast the week of, January 1-2, like,
yeah, maybe.
I mean, I think that's going to be New Year's Day.
It will be
Like the Saturday.
I know you're a big New Year's guy. Like you will not.
I'll be so hungover and, yeah. I the ball drops at like 11:59 a.m. and then, you know, I start drinking at noon.
Right.
And
Rob then it drops just, by 2 p.m.
Yeah. And then it's, you know, basically I make it to like 4 o'clock and then I wake up and then it's the next day. And then, you know, well, like hair of the dog and then you start it all over again.
Yeah, and you're like, Nicole, the mistletoe. And she's like, you're sleeping on the couch tonight. You've been out for 12 hours.
Yeah, you're sleeping on the couch this afternoon because that's when I'm going to go to bed.
Right.
So maybe is that the plan where we'll spin? And then next week we'll spin the wheel and then it'll be for the weekend of the 8th and the
7th. Yeah, whatever. Sure. Yeah. Okay. That's a good idea.
All right. And then maybe people will like, you know, get very angry and say like, hey, you guys aren't making enough new episodes for us.
Well, that'll be new content also. Like we're not, you know, that'll be,
oh, we're gonna do wraparounds for the
I don't know, that's a good question. Maybe at least we'll do an intro. I'm not sure.
Well, actually, you know, we did that last year. I do you remember it when we did the wraparounds for the best of the year in 2021?
I remember that we did it.
Yes.
I don't remember much about it.
Well, you and I recorded and it was the morning of January 6th, 2021. And we were podcasting away and it was like, boy, it seems like there's some craziness going on.
I think I said, I'm sure it's just Twitter overblown.
Yeah. Boy, people seem like everybody's all excited about something. I guess
I was like, Rob, focus on the podcast. You're not listening to me. You're doing bits about social media.
Yeah. So I thought, I'm sure it's like we'll find out about this later.
We had no idea. We came out. We didn't know what was happening.
Yep. So that was last year. And so.
Yeah.
But this year, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah, no, for sure. Can't get much worse. So How I Met Your Uncle, or How I Met Your Uncle Kiwi, right, so, this is from anonymous submitter.
All right, so hold on. First off, we're just going to put 2022 hot take off. Is that going to get wheel jammed into January?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I think when it comes up, it comes up. But the wheel's not that
every
big.
Every January, the weather is cold, but the takes are hot.
That's right.
On the annual beautiful. Tradition, unlike no other.
Mm-hmm.
The hot takeoff.
Yes. Beautiful.
Okay, go ahead.
In honor of the TV show How I Met Your Father coming to Hulu on January 18th, after the failed pilot from many years ago that you guys talked about, would you want to revisit How I Met Your Father when it debuts?
Yeah, so what would we... First, it's on Hulu, not to be confused with Holo, who is doing something for us on Fiverr. And so what would we do? We would just like recap the episode?
What if some weeks on Nothing But Netflix, you and Chappelle had had a segment that was like, not a segment. It's like some weeks are like, this is like, Holy Hulu or something instead.
Holy Hulu.
Because I said week one, like never, you guys can never do something that's not on Netflix. Mm-hmm. That was my one.
Well, Jason Reed did flag this on Twitter. He did the spinoffs are trash. I mean, should it be like wheel jammed for spinoffs are trash too?
Yeah, I think we could do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, when does that come? When does that come out?
Mid-January.
Mid-January. I wonder, maybe should it just be, maybe should we just have Jason on that week on the mailbag and talk about it?
Yeah, we could do that too. That's an option.
As opposed to like...
What if we put it on the wheel, but if it doesn't come up, it's the mailbag or something?
Okay, I mean, it's like, what, are we going to shoot the moon and we're going to hit that on the exact week? I just feel like that...
All right, so if we don't, then it's the mailbag.
Like, let's have Jason as the guest on the mailbag, and we'll talk about, and I don't know how much interest there is for How I Met... What is it? How I Met Your...
Father.
Father. And what did we watch? How I Met Your Dad?
We watched How I Met Your Dad, I think, yes.
And what's the difference?
Well, I'm sure a new cast and stuff. Some of that cast was terrible.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk about it. But yeah, let's see if Jason's available and we'll try that for the week that drops.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. That's fun. This is from Charlie West. He says, dummy thin wheel solution.
Charlie goes west.
If Rob complains the wheel's dummy thin, remind him that there are 82 ideas in the wheel waiting room and there's nothing currently in the sequel mechanism. My suggestion for future sequels are, what's my age again? Okay. Taskmaster. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Three Fast, Three Furious with Harry Potter movies. Watch all. I don't know. People aren't into Harry Potter right now. And Podcast Power Hour. Yeah, I mean, I think none of those are bad. Some of them are a little too soon. Podcast Power Hour, I do again, but maybe, when it's been a year. Taskmaster, same idea.
Mm-hmm.
What's my age again? Same idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think like none of those are crazy.
Though, in the history of Renap, I feel like that sequels have rarely lived up to the original article. Is that fair to say?
It's fair to say if you do the same thing again, we have struck out sometimes. That's definitely, it's hard because like, but it's not always true.
Conspirapod 2
was at least as good as 1.
I mean, that's Antonio Mazzaro. That's a bulletproof format.
Mm-hmm. I think definitely it has happened that the sequel has been worse. But I don't think it's a rule. I don't think we have to like give up on sequels.
I think that we need to, when we do a sequel, there needs to be, if Survivor has taught us anything, Akiva, we need to evolve the sequel. We need more twists in the sequel.
Well, we did that, right? We did Family Feud and then we did Reverse Family Feud.
Sure. That was a wrinkle.
That's an evolution.
That was almost like a different game.
Yeah. I would do Family Feud again, honestly. That was very fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So
a lot of people want to know. Yeah. So yeah,
look, if you have ideas from the wheel waiting room, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we need to do a wheel waiting room, 2022 cleanup.
Yeah. Or bracket of the wheel waiting room or something. In March. So people said that the five spot, which is, for people who don't know, the five spot is we watch five episodes of Jimmy Fallon. And basically, we would be watching, and we once did it with The View, although we didn't call it the five spot then. We'd be watching a full week episode.
And Young and the Restless.
And Young and the Restless, we did. That's correct. That was five spot too.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's, but now the question is, what would we do next? So someone said, you should pick one thing.
The eighter.
Yeah. And that's, yes, the hater. And that's the five spot. And then when that comes off, then you put a new thing in the five spot in the next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Meaning, like, it's not a five spot fishbowl. It's one thing at a time in the five spot.
One thing at a time in the five spot. Okay.
In the five spot.
So do we need to find the first thing in the five spot?
Basically, yeah, that's what I'm trying to get us to do now.
All right.
Because I think, yeah. So were there any ideas last week that you liked from the five spot?
Can you remind me of them? I think there was one that in particular that I liked.
So there were game shows like Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, Family Feud. Those were suggested. Nightly News was suggested. There was a lot of the morning mm-hmm. talk shows we talked about. And then we also talked about the Entertainment Tonight, TMZ, Daily News Live.
I like that the best out of all of those, but I kind of feel like that we want to show that it's like, I feel like the like, I can't believe this is still on. Like, I think that mm-hmm. is like good staple of this. And mm-hmm. it's something that we can really, you know, have a lot of fun talking about.
Okay. So we talked about the celebrity gossip shows last week.
Yes.
I like the name Rob and Akiva are extra. What's the difference between Extra and Entertainment Tonight, and are they both still on the air?
Should we watch both? We're on a five spot? I mean, they're half-hour shows. We watched an hour of Fallon.
So it's 5 hours? First of all, they're going to be so hard to find.
Okay. I don't even know. Like, who are the hosts of Extra?
I don't know. That's what we really got.
If I gave you 100 guesses, could you name any of the hosts of Extra? Is Mario Lopez
still there? Mario Lopez is, I'm sure, one. I think it's Billy Bush, Googling it.
Is he back?
I think he might be back.
Billy Bush is back. Extra. Yeah, it looks like Billy Bush is the wallpaper. Remember when he was gone? And now he's back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was gone. Yeah.
Let's see. But a weird website. Extra. Okay. I'm on extratv.com. Find out what Extra is working on today. Okay.
Okay. Will your kids be over Christmas? Will you have them or does he have them?
Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
That was Rob's lawyer asking my question.
That was 7 p.m.
7 p.m. On it, at least in the New York area. It's on 7 p.m. weeknight. So it is still on every day.
Extra. Yeah. So
they do one on the weekend, but I think
they went all in on Billy Bush, behind the scenes with Billy Bush, the website, mm-hmm. Billy's tips for the perfect martini. Listen to Billy's new voicemail greeting. Do you want to hear that?
I do. But by the way, in your neck of the woods, it's mostly on at 1:37
Oh, well, I won't be watching it live. You want to hear Billy
Maybe
Bush's
DVR?
Here's Billy Please. Bush's new voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
Final thing. I have an ongoing challenge with my friends to get some big celebrity to leave the greeting on our voicemail. Recently, I've had Alec Baldwin. One of my great buddies has Jim Nantz. Hello, friends. I love it. And now, this just in.
Oh, my. Where has Billy gone? Leave a message, and you might find out.
Keith Morrison, Dateline.
Drop the mic.
You have to explain who it is. I'm not sure it's a mic drop, honestly.
Yeah. So I'm not sure when this video was made with the brag. September 29th of the friend who has Alec Baldwin on their voicemail. Mm-hmm. September 29th, 2021 is when this video is from.
By the way, I don't know to check my voicemail. I have not checked it in the entire
I don't even think I have a message
years.
Recorded.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is a very cool brag if we like suddenly transpose back to like 2007.
Extra.
Yeah. That's where they are. They're in 2007 in Extra.
Yeah, I think so.
Do you like the name Robin Akiva or Extra?
I like it. I would do the Extra for the five spot of I feel like that we'd learned so much about like pop culture. I mean, I think that was one of the good things about Five Nights at Fally's that we learned about. Yeah,
we're hip. We're cool. The kids, we're following what's going on by watching shows like Jimmy Fallon.
Extra. Yeah.
Extra. I think we should put it on the wheel.
All right. Five spot. Extra. Boy.
Robin Akiva Extra.
Here's the latest. LOL. Julia Roberts crashes George Clooney's interview with Jimmy Kimmel.
The person who wrote that headline is 42.
42. LOL. Yeah. Probably 82.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Boy, can you believe that Julia Roberts crashed George Clooney's interview with Jimmy Kimmel?
I can't. I cannot believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. Like I thought they had security, but now they're just letting Julia Roberts into the studio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's wild.
Okay. So yeah, we see stars are celebrating the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Extra.
And they are just like us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So this is called Five Spot : Robin Akiva are extra. Okay.
Yes.
Extra.
Watch, the wheel's getting dummy thick now all of a sudden.
Yeah. Don't need to go and check the wheel waiting room anymore.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Look, we're putting on the holiday pounds.
Another suggestion people made this week. We've really been filling up the crappy movie diaper, and we've had some luck. Not like super recently because they haven't come up, but in the last year with crappy movies, I think for 2022, the crappy movie diaper should get two spots.
2022, because it's two number twos. Is that why?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's more of just the suggestion, but I guess if whatever you need to convince yourself of it.
Okay.
I just think there's a lot of movies there. We haven't gotten to a lot of them.
But then I feel like then we get feedback sometimes. Oh, I hate it when Robin Akiva watch stuff. Why don't they do bigger ideas that take a lot longer?
Yeah. No, I think it's fine. I think a little in column A, a little in column B. I think there's a lot of Mac and Me's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mac and Me's been on the, you know, things like Mac and Me and Cats have been on there for years. We've never gotten to them.
Right.
I think it should get two spots. And also like, because that doesn't go off the wheel, that just loses a spot. And that's one of the reasons why the wheel, because season 3, episode 7 never really turned up this year, is so thin, because we lose a spot every week and it's hard to replace more than a spot.
2022 could be the year of the crappy movie diaper.
It could be. That's what we're hoping. We got Mac and Me, Cats, Theodore Rex, that's our whoopee cushion.
Mm-hmm.
Weekend at Bernie's 2, Chairman of the Board with Carrot Top, Howard the Duck, Speed 2, Cruise Control, Air Bud, and Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's a lot. There's a lot of stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff to get to.
Okay, great.
So yeah, anything else you want to get to?
Let me just check on Amanda's notes from last time.
Yeah, people should know Amanda sends beautiful, like, this great document of notes. Every word we said, she should.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe she should save herself for 12er. She's so good.
Yes. Okay. Then also, she said there's a few things that mentioned this week to ask the listeners about the five spot grievances, grievances with us, or that if they had grievances with other people.
Yeah, listeners going to, it's a doc where listeners have grievances.
Oh yeah. Forgive or forget you. Any movement on that?
I'm going to post it this week.
Okay. Not today. Don't do it today, because this is Saturday. That's a dead day.
It's a dead spot. Although we did get dozens and dozens of responses for the Fiverr, even though people were teasing me that it's the Saturday dead zone.
People said that, Akiva, what are you tweeting? It's the Saturday dead zone. Yeah,
multiple people said Saturday dead zone, but we still got enough, you know, content.
Any update on the Taron Armstrong of the Australian rules football player?
Well, we said we have to be, if that's sour ones, we said I have to be back like locally to do it, because otherwise I have no acts. So we're gonna start that in January when I'm back in.
Okay. And then also, did we add Good Burger to the crappy movie diaper? Did you say
we did not. We didn't add it. I think we talked about it. I don't think it's officially added. Okay, no, we could add it. So we'll add it to the
come on diaper. Right,
okay, fine. Yeah. No, we could add Good Burger.
Are we turning down Chappelle ideas?
We're not turning down Chappelle ideas.
Yeah.
We're not in the turning down Chappelle business here.
No. We're waiting for Chappelle to turn us down.
Yeah. Hopefully the day will never come.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I do notice, by the way, you know, the kids are playing Among Us.
Yeah.
A lot of times during the Ravens game, Chappelle's playing Among Us. I'm not making a value judgment. I'm just saying, like, maybe they've been losing because one of their biggest fans is ignoring them.
No,
like, they're playing the Packers tomorrow.
No, he is a true professional. And sometimes I've been podcasting with him, and the Ravens make a bad play, and he is visibly upset, but you would never hear it on the podcast.
Wait, so you're saying, you're throwing him under the bus way more, because you're saying he will podcast during the Ravens game.
I will podcast during a Jet game.
The Jets are bad. The Jets they're not really in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Chappelle's a professional, Ravens, Akiva.
I don't know. Anyway, listen, there's a privilege of having a good team. You know, you have to appreciate it, because then one day it's gone forever, and then you're off for like 11 years in a row.
No, they'll be competitive for, you know, 30 years.
Yeah, permanent game show spot on the wheel. Do you want to put Family Feud back on in the new year?
I think we're fine for right now.
Okay, fine. We're fine for right now.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't really have anything else to put on this second.
All right, well, let's talk about what we have, okay?
Yes.
So season 3, episode 7 has two spots. The coin
flip. We're not spinning the wheel.
Oh, that's here, right. I forgot.
We don't even have to do this.
159 times, it's like I'm what I'm used to. So
muscle memory, Rob.
Muscle memory. So let me just rehash what we added today. The 2022 hot takeoff is in play for next week, as is the 5-spot : Robert Akiva are extra. Extra.
Yes. Read all about it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's Robin Akiva are extra.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Okay. So there you go. All right. Akiva. I can't wait to see what the Fiverr artists churned out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited to go back and forth with them and get upsold.
Mm-hmm. You think they're going to upsell you?
I think they're going to upsell me. They're going to be like, I think when the first person, the woman who's reviewing the podcast, sees how long they are, she's going to be like, I will do one.
So I think when you do like a budget for like production, I think you built in like a 15% like contingency for like if things go over.
Mm-hmm. That's what you do.
Mm-hmm. So we'll have should we hire somebody to budget our Fivers? Is there somebody on Fiverr that could do a budget?
If there was somebody who would deal with all 8 of these Fivers, I would.
Is there somebody on Fiverr that can be our liaison to the other?
A Fiverr liaison. Yes. That would be great. It would be amazing.
Yeah.
I'd like to send like one big email and maybe then they could just respond. Like
an account manager.
Yes. Yeah, that would be good.
Let's see.
Mr. Fiverr, I assume that's who runs it, like Billy Fiverr. Like, we are planning on making a lot of impulse purchases on your site. We would really like someone to help us manage these conversations.
Yeah, I typed in account manager. Here's somebody that's a top rated seller. The picture says, blow your Insta page. I will professionally manage your Instagram account. I don't know if that's necessarily what I'm going for.
Not really. It's like a good service, but it's not what we're going for.
Yeah. Blow your Insta page. Yeah. I don't know. I don't even know if they do. Sounds like they ruin it.
Yeah. Don't blow it. Like, I mean, I don't even really use Instagram, so I don't know how they could blow it for me.
Yeah. I will revamp your social media account and create content and manage. Okay. But nobody seems to be a Fiverr account manager.
No, that's a niche within a niche. Maybe they don't allow it. Maybe it's like the Matrix being broken or something.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Akiva, I talked about this on another podcast. Have you ever seen The Matrix?
You talked on another podcast discussing if I've ever seen The Matrix.
Yes.
Where would that come up?
What do you think?
Do you have like a podcast where you just make fun of me?
No, no.
Yes, I've seen The Matrix. Oh, but I don't think I saw The Matrix 2.
All three of them?
I definitely didn't see 3. I think I saw 2, but I was
wondering if you thought it was too nerdy.
No, it's not nerdy at all. I just I remember being very tired during one of them. I saw it in the theater and I was like falling asleep for some reason.
Yeah,
I
talked about this with Liana on the Survivor Feedback Show.
And how did it come up if I had ever seen The Matrix?
We talked about The Matrix, and then maybe I think I asked a question of that. And I think that like there was something that like got it back to like, is The Matrix like, are there hackers in The Matrix? And then I don't know if it was a hacker, and I wondered if you thought The Matrix was nerdy.
Mm-hmm.
There are like a lot of computers and stuff.
There's a lot of computers. No, it was fine. It's not nerdy.
Okay.
Keanu's cool. Yeah, it was always cool.
Yeah. She also was talking about RNA, and I asked her if she was talking about Robin Akiva.
Mm-hmm. But she meant like it was like the science
like
term?
Science stuff. Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sounds like you invited Liana from science on the episode.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. Okay. All right, Akiva, what's coming up for you?
Hopefully you got a special episode of one of my other podcasts dropping this week. 32 fans. We got football. Hope. Yeah, we some football talk.
You and Chester are good from the Akiva's a baby, Chester's a baby.
Yeah, we're fine. We're fine. We split up for a week. We recorded separate episodes, but now we should be back on track. By the way, speaking of Chester, Josh and I did not record a planned week skip of Curb. I like the episode, but we'll come back for episode 9 hopefully this week.
I heard you said it was 3.5 stars.
it was fine. 3.5 out of 5. But I'll plug Chester and Av did a Curb podcast, and they had one of the guys from the episode on. People said it was really good. Elon Gold, who's like a comedian, yes, and is in a lot of things. So people said it was a very good episode of their podcast. So check out the pretty, pretty, pretty good podcast there. And then, my 3.5 podcasts are all going strong. And I'm looking forward to next week and seeing what these Fiverr people have Fiverrinos, I think.
Fiverrinos.
Yeah, I just made that up, but yeah. I think that's what they should call them.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, Akiva, we got some Princess Switch 3 coming up on Nothing But Netflix. Yeah. So excited to see. I might be watching that tonight on Saturday night with the First Lady of Podcasting.
Ooh, I'll see if I can get a take from Adira Wienicker on the Princess Switch 3 for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then more fun stuff coming up. Of course, we just closed out Survivor 41. And so hopefully, we have all of the content from the finale and maybe some interviews to come. Plus, we got the Wand Off coming up this week. So lots of big stuff going on here on robhasawebsite.com and Rob Has a Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Here come the men in black.
Oh, I started that way too loud.
Won't let you remember.
Right, support for this podcast comes from our friends over at Fiverr. You've got $5. What are you waiting for? Check out Fiverr. The site's so nice, they put the R's in it twice. Only at Fiverr. Don't be confused by the competition over at Sixer. You want Fiverr, which is 80% off from what you get over at Sixer.